May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 703. 703. Ye souls redeemed with Jesus' precious blood, proclaim the grace of your incarnate God. Sing that amazing, boundless, matchless love which brought the Lord of glory from above. Hymn 703.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read his word. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." And this is the record of John, when the Jews and priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he saith, "I am not." "Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if there be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man that is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day after, John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. When Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we do seek now to bow before thee once more, to come to the footstool of mercy at the throne of grace. O Lord, do hear us Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, Lord, forgive. Oh, Lord, we have to come again with our burden. Oh, our sin and guilt, that which is so much a burden to us. Thou knoweth all about us each. Thou seest us each through and through. We know we do not need to come in stating our solemn state and case to inform thee, Lord, but we would come with confession. Oh, and truly be in mourning over our sins and after thee. Lord, do hear our confessions. Grant us to be in the favour of real repentance. May we be truly sorry for our sins, as they are sins against thee. Even now, those of us in advanced years especially, and those of us who have been long in the way, sins against his name and blood. Oh, Lord, thou, our loving Saviour, how we have grieved thee. How we feel it, Lord. We feel the solemnity of it, that as it is according to our nature and our natural wicked hearts, we are so prone to wander, so quick to fall, still love sin. Oh, thou knowest, in the old man. Lord, we do feel the grief over it, as thou dost solemnly show us and convict us and again convict us and convince us. Oh, that we are such sinners. Lord, help us, Lord, here tonight. We may look away from ourselves to thyself. And that wonderful theme in the gospel, Christ is the friend of sinners. Be this forgotten never. Oh, Lord, the favour of it, which thou dost by the Spirit make known and give to thy people to know and feel the favour of it. Oh, may it be so tonight. May the wonders of redeeming love fill our hearts and souls here tonight, Lord. Oh, may we be so blessed, so favoured, Lord. We do not deserve it, but we plead thy mercy. We plead the blood that did for sin atone. Lord, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. This we trust we do know and have experienced the favours of by the wonderful teaching of the Spirit. And Lord, oh, thou didst take us in hand many years ago, some of us. Help each of the friends, Lord, to look back and remember all the way the Lord their God has led them. Oh, Lord, may this be granted tonight to each one to remember, to acknowledge that which they knew from the beginning. Oh, the beginning of the work of grace. If it is so, if they have the favour of this, favour to acknowledge it was not the will of man, my soul's new heavenly birth began. So, Lord, bless thy people. Though they may feel much, still the burden of sin and guilt, may they be favoured in looking away from themselves to thyself. Lord, a wonderful fact that, as we have read, thou the Lamb of God, oh, we trust, we know, we have known it. Do hold it in the eye of faith. The Lamb of God for sinners slain, who has not shed his blood in vain. If thou seals it, Lord, again to souls here tonight, or for the first time with some dear seeking souls, how they will know it, how we shall acknowledge it, affirm it in the favour of it. It has not shed his blood in vain. No, Lord, thy saving, wonderful, saving grace, thy favour under the favour of the Spirit known, Oh, the wonderful favours of pardon and peace through the blood of the Lamb of God applied to the hearts and consciences of thy people. We pray that this may be wonderfully known, experienced, the favours of love divine, which all loves excelleth. Oh, do favour souls here in these ways tonight. Their dear friend and brother has earnestly, I believe, sought thee, Lord, for this. Oh, may it be so, Lord, in the reality of it, the proving of it. Oh, grant the witness of the Spirit. Oh, the witness with the seal of the blood applied, Lord, to precious soul. So, Lord, do come. Lord, thou knowest, we've read of that record that John had of thy coming. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And with those of us here, Lord, we have known this favour sealed to us, that there it is come for me. Oh, as many questions were in our early days of experience given us to be begging of thee and asking of thee. Oh, was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Did he devote that sacred head for such a worm as me? Lord, there are the dear younger friends here whom it cannot be that they have been long in the way, perhaps some few years or decades of time, our younger friends. But Lord, thou knowest with them how it is. If they really feel their need of thee and have known something of thy favour, of thy beginning in them and teaching them. And Lord, even the young ones and some little ones, none are too young to receive of thy teaching. Oh, to be born of the Spirit according to thy will. Lord, we do pray that we'll quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Thou knowest whom thou hast recently quickened. If it is so, Lord, thou knowest what thou's already done, even in young souls. And Lord, if it is of thy wonderful beginning and doing, we know and believe thou wilt carry on thy work. Oh, Lord, those words of the apostle to the Philippians will apply to every character born of the Spirit, that it will be the reality of the continuing of the work of grace. Oh, it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And Lord, to bring the soul to know and the favour of being confident of this very thing, which he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Bless the young people where they know thy having begun with them. May they have this favour. They may be very discouraged, very troubled, burdened under Satan's crafty ways of trying to make them disbelieve. And, oh Lord, all the things of modern life that we each and all know something of in these days, and what we hear of, especially with the way that the satellites are put up in the heavens, Lord, and things which are said and speaking of millions of years. All this, Lord, we do pray we may ever be guarding against. Lord, the natural mind can take it in, but Lord, we pray we may unlearn it by sovereign grace, and we may believe thee in thy word, Lord, and in creation, Lord, and Lord, the beauty of creation. Some are away, Lord, and they may be walking, or if they go walking in the hills and on the paths, Lord, may they be blessed in beholding the beauty of nature. Lord, as we've looked sometimes very closely into some of the most blessed, most beautiful flowers, and we've thought, Lord, nothing, no one could create it. Lord, thou knowest it is thy creation. And Lord, oh, Above it all, we think of thy new creation, and we pray, Lord, for this, thy continuing it, thy carrying it on, thy carrying it on in this cause of truth among this people. Carry on thy new creation, Alpha and Omega be. Lord, we so pray one for another, and watch for thy appearing. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, thy glory unto their children. Even as, Lord, we listened to the service yesterday, and Lord, hear that was so sweet and blessed to us. And Lord, that service, Lord, was here yesterday, the very theme of what I think it was we preached from last year on this corresponding day. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. Oh, help us here now, Lord. We may have the enabling and in exercise we may be desiring to glorify thy name, to praise God from whom all blessings flow. Help us each. So may we flow together to the goodness of the Lord. May it be for wheat and for wine and for the young of the flock and of the herd, and that their souls may be as a watered garden. So bless thy people, bless thy inheritance, feed them also, lift them up forever, and do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, this part of Zion. Lord, as we pray for our friends here, we also remember and pray for all the hills of Zion, of our beloved denomination of churches. Oh, we pray that we may acknowledge solemnly our sin and folly and seek thee, Lord, to grant us favour to so know more and more of thy favour, thy presence, thy keeping. Thy work may appear, Lord, unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. Oh, let thy work appear, Lord, for we seek thy glory, the praise of thy thrice holy name. So help us, Lord. Too, Lord, we think of thy church worldwide. Everyone who loves our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity and in truth, may they be favoured, blessed at this time. May thy living family in this earth, this sin-cursed earth, living in the world but not of the world, may thy living family enjoy salvation full and free. We beg we may have part in it, we may know it. And all those of our friends, those in affliction, Lord, those in sorrow, those in much tribulation, thou knowest each case, each soul thou hast so brought to be in the favour of the secret of thy grace. We pray for friends here, our dear friends of family here, still mourning the loss of a godly mother, a godly wife. Lord, oh, we've thought of our dear friend and sister, what she must be enjoying in heaven, oh, in that perfect peace there, and joy and pleasures evermore at thy right hand, Lord. And oh, we pray, Lord, that as we do feel the sadness, the great loss, that thou mightest so sanctify it to us, sanctify it to our dear friend and brother. Oh, in a sweet acknowledgement we can speak to him and acknowledge his dear family around him. We are so thankful for him for this. Thou knowest all thou hast done for them. We pray for them, comfort them, Lord. Continue to comfort them, especially as we go into a new year, if we're spared into it. Oh, comfort with the comfort of thy love, and Lord, that we may venture on, that they may venture on, in thy fear. Oh, Lord, knowing that thou art with them, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed. I am thy God. I strengthen thee, help thee, cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. Hear our prayers for all our friends, Lord. Hear our prayers, Lord, for all thy people throughout the world. Thou knowest them all. We beg thee, bless and help and keep, and make manifest those that there are spoken of, the other sheep which are not of this fold. Bring unto Zion those who has a sovereign purpose to save, to bless. Bring in here, Lord, bless the giving of the Bibles and the calendars, Lord, out, and oh, may thy word be blessed to many, and there might be that witness of thy building thy church, even in these very solemn, troublous times. We confess all our national sins, Lord. We plead, still have mercy upon us. In wrath, remember mercy. O deal with those in high places, to show them the reality of what is taking place, how thou hast sent thy judgments upon us. Lord, may there be those in government and in authority over us that shall be brought to understand. Give them that true wisdom. Make them wise. Oh, may, could it please thee that thou would make them wise unto salvation, for they each have a never dying soul. Lord, thou knowest our burden, our prayers, day by day, for our land, for our country, for the nations of the world, Lord, we think of it. Oh, this time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. And what a warning it is, because, Lord, we know they did speak of this. This will be what shall appear and be known in the last days. Oh, Lord, thou knowest. And what perilous times have come, as we've read this morning. And oh, do keep us, help us, make us right and keep us right. We beg of thee. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 535. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners, who can make its wonders known? Sin-born slaves through grace are winners of a bright celestial crown. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown. Hymn 535.
As the Lord may help me, friends, and feel in much need of help, I would direct you to some words we have read in John's Gospel, chapter 1. Verses 11 and 12 and 13. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Oh, what a favour it is to be born of God, friends. Born of God. What a great favour to be able to say that born I am and born of God. We know, of course, we've all been naturally born, come into this world through the means of parents having us born unto them. As we acknowledge the little babe even recently given among you here, we're all born, naturally born. But friends, are we born of God? And regarding this that is stated, this solemn word, and yet so perfectly true, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Well, for the most part, we should see that as he came unto his own nation, the Jewish nation. It was very few that acknowledged him. His own people received him not, that is, as he was born of the Jews. But oh, too, we didn't receive him when we were in unregeneracy. Although, as we were touching upon it this morning, that we were brought up to attain the means of grace, and if we can say it in a right way, to acknowledge correctly, we learn the scriptures from our youth and from our early days, from our childhood days. Like the apostle wrote and stated it to Timothy, how he had known the holy scriptures from a child. And how they, the holy scriptures, are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And we know the way of the Spirit is according to the will of God, to begin a work of grace in those God set his love upon. And in that way, the Holy Scriptures applied and blessed to precious souls can make them, shall make them, wise unto salvation according to the will of God. Now you know, if you examine yourself, and I do, how we stand. How do we stand, friends, regarding the holy truth of God? Oh, solemnly we know that when we were in unregeneracy, the Lord Jesus Christ was a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, no beauty in him that we should desire him. But oh, has there been, wrought by the Spirit, a change in us, the Lord dealing with us, beginning in us, and as he granted us to know and see this true light, which lighteneth every one that is born of the Spirit. Friends, how do you feel about this scripture? Does it apply to you? Oh, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. We were in that state of unregeneracy, and though in the will of God, like as we've been acknowledging in the hymn with much assurance in it, that the Lord come to save us, to redeem us. Yet while we were in unregeneracy, we knew him not. We didn't acknowledge him. But is there a difference by sovereign grace? He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, as many. And it's the number which no man can number of the sovereign choice of God who shall be brought to receive him. And oh, what a wonderful Saviour, Redeemer he shall be, made by the teaching of the Spirit, the children of God to know him, to know him whom to know is life eternal. So considering it personally, friends, for each one of us here, he came unto his own and his own received him not. We know it applies generally to the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, but it applies to God's people as they are in unregeneracy, as they are in that state they're born in. Oh, he came unto his own received him not. We didn't do anything toward the first work of the Spirit. It was God that did, according to his will, begin his work in us, as many as received him. Now is this, does this qualify the state and standing of us, friends? We can consider it carefully if the Holy Spirit leads us to see and understand this. How it will indeed apply to every one of God's dear people, that, oh, them that received him. And what is it that brings the poor, wretched, dying sinner to receive Christ? They're brought to know their need of him. They're brought to know him whom to know is life eternal. They're brought to know, as we were trying to speak of the wise men this morning, it's quite remarkable, because when I got to chapel this afternoon to hear Mr. Tudor, who was at our chapel all day, he told me he had preached and acknowledged the word in the second epistle to Timothy, from a young soul who'd known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And oh, what a favour it is, friends. The greatest favour, really, to be made wise unto salvation. To need salvation. To need the Saviour. And to be brought to so be as these here are acknowledged. God's people acknowledge. He came unto his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Oh, friends, what holy divine power this is. It's the effectual working of the Spirit. It's effectual calling, first of all, where the people of God are called out of nature's darkness into God's marvellous light, and God teaches them by his Spirit. Oh, he gives them to so seek to know him, to acknowledge him, and many as received him into their hearts. A new heart it is, not the old nature, not the old man. A new heart he gives to his people. These are the favoured objects of God's love, who will receive the Son of God. Oh, will in their best room would gladly receive him, but fear to presume. We know it's a concern in every one of God's people not to want to presume. They want to know. They want to know and receive the blessing of the Lord to assure them of their part in the Redeemer's blood. They're all taught sin's demerit. And then, in a wonderful way, by the Spirit's working in them, gladly own salvation free and from Sinai. See, they must know something of the law which condemns and brings a sinner in guilty. But then they're brought to receive the Lord by faith. Faith in the bleeding Lamb. As many as received him, to them gave he power. What is the power? The power of faith, enabling the sinner to believe. The power received power to become the sons of God, born of the Spirit, and to have the witness granted of the Spirit that they are children born of God, that born I am and born of God. And you see, it's further explained so clearly. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And of course, his name, friends, as Jesus, suits them well, suits us well. He saves from sin, wrath, law and hell, from guilt and slavish fear. Oh, such a name. Oh, pregnant with mercy, truth and grace, and strength and righteousness. Oh, the Saviour, the Son of God. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We must go through the verses, friends, to bring out the reality of the favour of it, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Because, and upon the grounds of this, that God set his love upon a number which no man can number before the foundation of the world. God's holy choice of his people. He sovereignly elected them, chose them, ere time began. He has, there is a people which God has set his love upon, and every one of them must and shall be brought by grace to know and believe in Jesus Christ for their salvation. Jesus Christ and him crucified will be all their salvation and all their desire. Is it so with you, friends and me? Can you reflect upon how you were in earlier days? How you were in that state? He was as a root out of a dry ground. Though you'd learned all what you'd learned perhaps in the Sunday school, and yet still, until God's appointed time, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jehovah, Shekinah, meant nothing to me. But, oh, friends, as many as received him, and these are the characters that God has in his holy, perfect mind and will to bless, to save, to have as his dear people for his praise forever. This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. These are the words of God according to his sovereign purpose, the people he has chosen for his praise, as many as received him. Oh, what a humbling favour it is, reality it is, to be brought to have hope that we're among these, that God set his love upon, that by the Spirit he works in, draws by his love, in that way, like we had the concluding hymn this morning. And how, oh, how wonderfully they are favoured as they are brought to receive Christ by faith, to receive him. Oh, as we've quoted already, in our best room, gladly receive him, but fear to presume. God will save us from presuming. He'll give us faith, this power to become the sons of God, in the favour of believing and having that favour to be brought into the secret of it and to know and taste redeeming love. As many as received him, to them gave he power. I believe this power is the favour of the Holy Spirit, giving the enabling for sinners to believe and enter in to the favours of the love of God, to know and taste redeeming love. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. For surely the favour of the experiences of the sons of God to believe in Jesus Christ. Blessed are the sons of God. They are bought with Jesus' blood. They are ransomed from the grave. Life eternal they shall have. Oh, do you know the favour of it? Are you in the secret of it? Am I? Oh, whoever the Lord gives, he does give. To them gave he. This, of course, is an Old Testament acknowledgement too. To them gave he. But, oh, especially in Gospel Day, and what is here set forth is the record of the Lord so blessed souls and saved souls, and how he will ever do it, how he will ever do it till the end of time, that the people of God shall know this favour, God's enabling them to receive him, as many as received him, into their very hearts and souls. I would say carefully, not the old heart, but the new heart, the new man of grace, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And in this favour of being blessed to become the sons of God, really, I think it's what we've been singing, is such a theme of the song in Zion, that the sons of God are well favoured in, to so acknowledge and praise God. Oh, we could say in this way, acknowledging the love of Christ to sinners. And who can make his glory known? Sin-born slaves, through grace are winners of a bright celestial crown. Jesus gives them endless glory and renown. Look how it's acknowledged in the next hymn. We by nature are disgraceful, nothing but the filth of hell. All our righteousness is hateful. Who can half our baseness tell? Satan's captives, and we loved his service well. This is what the grace of God will give to God's people, to acknowledge it, to confess it, to be mourners over their sins and after Christ. But oh, see this, Jesus saw us sunk in ruin and determined us to save, shed his blood and brought us to him, for our life is only gave. He redeemed us from sin, Satan and the grave. You think of it, the experience of these great favours, and how the people of God acknowledge and praise God in this way. And many as received him, to them gave he power. It's the power of love divine, known and felt, experienced. And that wonderful love of Christ constraineth God's people to make returns of love again to him. Oh, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to become the sons of God, witnessing, acknowledging to the glory of God, all the wonders, the riches of his grace. Yes, sons of God, even in tribulation. Think of it. This theme runs well and confers in the same way. Sons of God in tribulation. Let your eyes the Saviour be. He's the rock of thy salvation. He was tried and tempted too. Oh, to succour every burden tempted son. Sons of God. Yes, of course it means sons and daughters, children of God, children of God and joint heirs with Christ. Oh, to become the sons of God. And I think particularly, friends, to so be witnessing in the practicing, in the way of our conduct, in the way of our going on in the way of grace, God gives his people power to become the sons of God and to witness they are sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And so we acknowledge God the Father gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, friends, in this way, it is the living, the professing, the practicing of this that is such a great favour to them, gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, and which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Yes, all God's people are greatly favoured when they remember all the way the Lord their God has led them, when they are able to acknowledge him, when they are able to praise God for what he's done for them. Oh, let us try to humbly acknowledge and reflect upon what the Lord's done for us, friends. Oh, what he's done for you and for me. I hope I know it in a blessed way and desire to acknowledge him. Friends, he saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate, giving one power to become the sons of God, one of the sons of God, one of the children of God. It was, of course, effectual calling, the first work of the Spirit. Then God wonderfully going on to be gracious, teaching us what we need to know. You know what he's taught you. You know what he's done in you. You know how he's exercised you to seek him, to have such a solemn concern and need regarding your never dying soul. Now you've been brought to seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's near. How he's been made so precious to you, so needful. Oh, it's in that way that the Lord solemnly works to convict and convince of sin and to lead to Jesus' blood. And that their exercise is, oh, does the Lord love me? Did he come for me? Did he suffer, bleed and die on the cross of Calvary for me? Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Did he devote that sacred head for such a worm as me? And the Lord works for his Spirit and his people. He teaches them, he blesses them. He gives them to know solemnly what they are as guilty, hell deserving sinners. But he reveals to them his beloved Son. He gives them power to become the sons of God in the favour granting faith in the bleeding Lamb, to believe in Jesus, to know as he is named Jesus, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And oh, how we are brought to need a Saviour, brought to need salvation. Oh, this is the way God works in precious souls to give them power to become the sons of God, that they can believe. They are enabled. It's faith given. And oh, they can, as children of God, be as disciples of the Lord, following the Lord and living upon him, in him live. Upon him cast your care, our care. He saves from death, destruction and despair. Oh, my every need he richly will supply. Oh, becoming favoured to become the sons of God, to believe in him, to trust our God, to believe our God, to live in believing, and to be professing his holy name. Oh, show him forth his praise. Oh, the blessed, gracious exercises the Spirit gives to God's dear people. They can do nothing of themselves. Oh, we are unable to do anything for ourselves, but enabled by grace, and blessed with the favours of his love, blessed with the favours an exercise of filial fear, which works by love as faith does, faith in the bleeding lamb, and you are blessed to be able to say like the apostle did, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to witness it, to show forth God's praise, to, without presumption, but with confidence of faith, acknowledge and praise God, and to know and acknowledge the love of God, the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, oh, the favour, love divine, to acknowledge it, to believe in his name, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood. You see, it's not our blood relationship with another child of God. You see, you may even, in the closeness of living together, according to God's holy ordinance, and yet you can't give grace to your closest loved one. They can't give grace to you if they possess it and you do not. Oh, it's God gives power for sinners to believe and to receive the fullness of Christ. You know, we've read it, haven't we? Of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace. Wonderful when we can say this, acknowledge this, loved ones together. Wonderful favour. Wonderful favour if you can walk hand in hand or in Jesus' new command. And be in the favour of this, brought here, we know, where one and another have followed the Lord. And especially we felt it and tried to thank God with you for bringing dear Stephen. The Lord has worked wonderfully. Is there another? Oh, God's given you power to become the sons of God, one of the sons of God, and giving you the enabling. The time is coming when you will have to tell what he's done for your soul. The Lord knows. Oh, he gives power for these dear sons and daughters of his to praise him, to bless him, to glorify him. Like you had the theme yesterday, glory to God in the highest. Oh, surely it's in the highest when Jesus has worked, when the Holy Spirit has witnessed and blessed souls to believe in Jesus, to receive the atonement, to receive forgiveness and pardon, and to so know and taste redeeming love. Surely it's the power of the Spirit. It's the favour of having that grant of God. Oh, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And so he enables sinners to make his love divinely known. He makes his love divinely known to them, and they to make his love known in testifying of it, the experience of it, the wonderful favour of knowing and tasting redeeming love, feeding upon a precious Christ, oh, receiving that favour to rejoice in him, oh, and to live desiring to bless his name, to show who you love and who you serve in the practical right way according to his commandments. Oh, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth. Oh, friends, the favour of so knowing and experiencing God working to do in you and for you that which you could never do anything toward yourself. Oh, that he should save you. And because he has purpose to have you for his eternal praise in heaven. Surely, I feel this much, friends. Being in old age now, I feel this much, and feel it with friends who are in old age. And also ever remembering young souls who are wonderfully blessed. Surely, it should be while we're continuing here on earth. Oh, the desire, like one put it, may, as their days on earth are lengthened, may we give them, Lord, to thee, cheered by hope and daily strengthened, may we run nor weary be. Oh, how the hymn writer says, we're of the favoured number who the Father calls his own. 'Tis not meet that we should slumber. Nothing shall be left undone. Think of it like we tried to bring it before you. To them gave you power. You feel so weak and poor. You feel, feel so much fearfulness, and you may not be able to live as you know you are required to, not for salvation, but to bear the fruits of the Spirit. But he gives the grace. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And here is the qualifying reality. And if this fits you, friends, as the Spirit reveals it and seals it, which were born, not of blood, that means you're born of the Spirit of God, not of blood. We all are born of blood, naturally, but spiritually we're born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. And so everything of our experience truly spiritually is of God. It won't be in any other way. It won't be that you've learned and brought yourself into the ways of grace. Oh, God teaches. He makes us to learn. He blesses us to know and taste his love. He teaches us by his Spirit. He does the first work, which is his quickening into newness of life. He does that further work, bringing us forth up out of the grave of nature, quickened by the Spirit. And he goes on to be gracious, and he teaches. He gives his people to know all that they need to know. God, our Heavenly Father, knows what we must be taught. And the greatest thing is that we are sinners, and that we need to cry to God for mercy. And God has purpose to save those who are brought by the Spirit to cry for mercy. And oh, it's mercy through blood I make my plea. Oh God, be merciful to me. And seeking the Lord while he may be found. And can you say, I sought him and I found him. I found him like the spouse acknowledges. I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. But oh, what more is are you called upon by God to attend to tell, to sinners round? What a dear Saviour you have found. Oh, to glorify God. Glory to God in the highest. As you heard it faithfully, lovingly preached yesterday, peace on earth, goodwill toward man. Oh, may there be yet much more of this in the favours of God's love, known and proved here, witnessed here, in this among you, this church and people, as many as received him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, power to do, to attend to what he commands, what he calls, and even those who appointed for the work of the ministry, gave the power, the enabling, to acknowledge and heed what he commands, and to go forth unto him without the camp, witnessing. Oh, if it is to be in preaching the gospel of the grace of God, or to testify, to join the church of God, to come in into the church of God here. The Lord knows what is his holy will in each case. Oh, he'll give the power and enabling. You feel weak and hopeless and helpless as regarding your own strength, but he gives the grace. He giveth grace. He giveth more grace. So, friends, we have to leave it with you. I've rambled about. We come very short in preaching Christ. But oh, as we know, it's put by one in the theme of it, we must die, you must die to speak of Christ. Oh, when we see him as he is, when I see thee as thou art, we can say to our Lord, I praise thee as I ought. But oh, in the time state, may we give our lives in the way, in exercise, to God's praise, honour and glory, while our days on earth are lengthened. May we give them, Lord, to thee. May this be in the hearts of each one of us, the exercise of each one of us. We might not leave anything that God is in God's will for us to attend to. We might not leave anything undone. Oh, and prove the sadness of maybe God's solemn desertion in that way, especially as we have the swellings of Jordan before us. Oh, may we be found in him. May we be blessed to find the bottom of Jordan, the waters opened up, see the ark in Jordan, and get safely over through him that loved us and gave himself for us. Oh, may we have and hold it within our hearts and souls, the favour prospect that we've got Canaan's goodly land in view and realms of endless day. But while we're here to do and attend to what our Lord, our dear beloved Lord and Saviour, commands us to, oh, we might obey his voice and all his will esteem. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Tim Parish is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Richard Fields is expected to preach and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And our friends at Oakington hold their New Year prayer meeting on Saturday morning at 10:30. Let us close with part of hymn 130. We'll commence at verse 3. Christ is the eternal rock on which his church is built, the shepherd of his little flock, the lamb that took our guilt, our counsellor, our guide, our brother and our friend, the bridegroom of his chosen bride, who loves her to the end. He is the son to free, the bishop he to bless, the full propitiation he, the Lord our righteousness. His body's glorious head, our advocate that pleads, our priest that prayed, atoned and bled, and ever intercedes. Hymn 130, commencing at verse 3.
dear Lord, who forgive anything there is seen amiss in our services, to own and bless thy precious word. Go on to be gracious, Lord, among thy people here. O Lord, we commend them to thee and to the word of thy grace. Lord, how thou hast worked, we bless thee for it, we look for more. So, Lord, bless thy word, bless thy people. And, O Lord, we pray, help us each to press on in the journey, to endure to the end. Lord, we depend upon thy grace. By grace are ye saved through faith. So bless each of the friends and hear our prayers for thy beginning thy work in souls according to thy will. And so hear us now and help us and lead us on in the way. We beg of thee. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.